Memoirs of Many in One, written by Patrick White and read by Deirdre Rubenstein and Alan King. I don't know where to begin. What may turn out a monstrous mistake? Start at the beginning? Plunge in today? Who knows where the end will come, and whether in a flash or a long gnawing? In any case, they will be watching from inside the house, from the garden, the park, or most disturbingly, from above. I have been feeling sick this morning. I don't think I have started a terminal illness, or have I? Anyhow, foreboding has got me down, and Tipsy has just vomited a half-digested bird. I am lying on the daybed in a strip of sunlight in Hilary's study. "Where is Daddy?" I call to Hilda. "But he isn't here." Wonder why I christened her Hilda. Should it have been Hulda? What I needed was a saint, and what I got was a ferret. Oh, God! Oh, my little Panaya! Mama, where are you? Hilda was already on her way from the kitchen with my morning marrow on toast and lemon barley water. Our daughter is a good soul, but dull. Her face is furrowed with that earnestness which turns it grey by the brightest light. She will never find a man to accept that grey earnestness. Don't tell me your father went in to buy his cheroots without asking if there was anything I needed. She stood the tray with the toast and barley water on the lacquer table beside the daybed. I sensed she was trying to have a discreet look at my manuscript. "But what is it you need, Mother?" "What I need?" She was looking greyer than ever. She must have inherited it from his side. A true grey. A horrid pun, I realise, every time I come up with it, but unavoidable. I could have thought of something, if only a button, to show I play a part in his life. "Eat your toast, Mother. It's so nourishing." "How you bully me, darling. Everybody does. Your father. And can't you scoop up Tipsy's vomit and throw it into the hydrangeas?" "Not Tipsy, Mother. It's Trifle." "Where is Tipsy?" "Tipsy's dead." If true, it makes me so unhappy. I still see my old Tipsy trailing her tail, her blue form traipsing, limping across the terrace. It is the hip with the pin. Once the fur had grown, nobody noticed the cheek an earlier car had smashed. All these wounds inflicted on what one holds dearest. Now I can't prevent myself crying. "You're trying to remind me that Hilary, my husband, your father, is dead."